All right.
In this lecture, it's going to be a little different. I'm really just introducing you to several videos that I want you to listen to this week. They're not me. You know, we've been together for a long time, and I want you to hear some others. And I just want you to be inspired on several topics that really encompass enterprise. I've entitled this Just Do It Part 3, Be Inspired. I hope these things inspire you. They did me. So I'm going to have you listen to these TED Talks. I don't know if you know much about TED Talks. It's people talking on every subject under the sun. And they're short little things, maybe 10, 15, sometimes 20 minutes. And they're different topics. So the first one that you're going to listen to is by Seth Godin, How to Get Your Ideas to Spread. So he's talking about, I mean, if you're going to do an enterprise, a product or a service, you have to spread that out. If you want to plant a church, whatever it is, you have to somehow get what you're thinking to people. And I think you're going to be inspired listening to this. Number two, this is a really good book. Malcolm Gladwell, he wrote several other ones that have become quite popular. This one is the unheard story of David and Goliath. And he talks about the technology of David versus Goliath, and then he applies it to enterprise. I think, you know, with Christian background, this would be a fascinating listen. TED Talk number three, A Life of Purpose. Rick Warren wrote a book, The Purpose-Driven Life, sold millions of copies. And so I think you'll be inspired with his little talk about purpose, because behind enterprise, behind church planning, all these things that we've been talking about, is this sense of purpose. TED Talk 4, On Technology and Faith. I just love Billy Graham. Billy Graham, every time he has something to say, it's worthwhile. He's quite a bit older now. This is one of the later things that he does, one of the speeches that he gives. So it's Billy Graham later on in life talking about technology. He's looking at the future. He's from, you know, the old school, the old days. And I think he has some really important things to say as we go forward. And TED Talk number five, want to help someone? Help someone shut up and listen. And if you want to do ministry, if you want to do enterprise, you have to listen to what people are saying, what they want, what they need, before supplying the answer. This is a guy who worked all over the world. He came to Africa, and he tried to help the Africans. And he said, for 20 years, all we did is hurt them. Because we came in, we had ideas of what they thought they needed. He's from Italy. They came in, they taught him how to grow tomatoes, beautiful, lush Italian tomatoes. And the problem was, people didn't want tomatoes. They're not making pasta. They're not living in Italy. And when they made these beautiful tomatoes, it was incredible. They were so proud of these tomatoes. And then one evening, the hippos came in and ate them all. And so the people said, yeah, that's why we don't plant tomatoes. So anyway, he's extremely funny, but I think you'll get a lot out of this talk. And finally, TED Talk number six, should you live for your resume? Which is now, get you hired, you know, make money now. Or your eulogy, what people will say when you're gone. This is a really cool end. So I want you to end with this one. It gets back to what is your grand purpose for your life here on this earth. So I hope these things, as you listen to these things, you apply all the things that we've been learning and growing and doing. I hope you've learned a lot. But I want to leave you a little inspiration so that you actually don't just take this class, but you actually go out and do something.